Welcome back to Farm Talk. Beautiful Friday afternoon so far, a little bit on the cool side, but hey, for the last day of September, I think we're doing pretty darn good. It's been a little while since I had a chance to speak to our next guest. It might have been since the state convention in Fargo, but we're going to talk to Nikki Fiddledy-Dahl. She is the state advisor for the North Dakota FFA. And Nikki, has it really been that long since, since July or June when the state convention happened?
Yeah, the time has gone by fast.
I know. And you started to come back up on my radar because I started seeing FFA. I know we got the national convention coming up at the end of next month, which will be this month in one day. So we'll get to that in a little bit. But what's been going on with the North Dakota FFA? I know there's a couple of different things we can talk about. Maybe just the leadership meeting that you guys had recently. How did that go?
Yeah, we just wrapped up September 17th and 18th. We had the North Dakota FFA Leadership Development Conference, and we had over 1,100 FFA members and advisors in attendance. And we break those up into a variety of different conferences where we have the 101 conferences just for freshmen led by our North Dakota State FFA officer team. We also have the Blue Gold Conference, and we hire facilitators to come in and work with sophomores through seniors, and we have a very unique conference called the Aspire Conference, where students who are interested in learning more about how to be a state FFA officer and those interested in potentially running attend, and our past state officers actually help facilitate that. So it was a weekend packed with a lot of camaraderie, leadership development, and we also facilitated a community service project where programs could bring and donate books. And so we were able to donate over 1,000 books to little libraries around the Bismarck, Mandan area. We even had chapters take them home to their own little libraries. So just a small way that North Dakota FFA was able to give back to our communities.
I'm sure, as always, things are moving like clockwork, but it's always got to be interesting as the state advisor, and I know you're fairly new to this, but every year changing over the leadership and bringing young men and women along to kind of go through the process of learning what it takes to be the state secretary or the vice president or the president. Does it keep you hopping, or do the kids kind of just generally kind of move right in?
Yeah. They do a really great job of hitting the ground running. They don't really have a choice, but we bring in facilitators from National FFA, and then they also work with our team at the North Dakota State Capitol to learn what it takes to be an FFA officer. And it's so fun and rewarding to get a new team because they always have different strengths and weaknesses from the team before, and it's really great to see the growth that they've had over the year.
All right. Very good. By the way, if you want to check out more about the FFA, you can certainly go to the North Dakota FFA website. Do you happen to have that? Is that a .org or a .com? I think it's a .org, isn't it?
Yes, it's ndffa.org.
Yeah, I was kind of perusing around a little bit earlier today. Before we move on to the national convention, I do want to mention that you mentioned some folks in Richland County. The FFA chapter there actually placed pretty high on a national contest. So what is the details?
Yeah. So a portion of National Convention is actually held virtually this year and in previous years. And so Richland 44 FFA chapter and Wahpeton FFA chapter recently competed in the premier chapter categories. And they basically were showcasing an activity and they're the top 10 in the nation in each of their areas. And after that, the top three in each area was chosen, and Richland 44 FFA is in the top three. So they get to go, and they will be presenting live at National FFA Convention, and both Wahpeton and Richland will be showcased on the national stage as well during that convention. But huge shout-out to Richland 44 for their hard work. They were in the premier chapter area of strengthening agriculture for their project called A Place to Advocate, which is where they designed placemats and donated them to local restaurants. And so a great way for them to advocate for agriculture in a unique way. So shout out to Tony Bame, who is the FFA advisor from the Richland 44 FFA chapter.
Absolutely. Big kudos to them, and what a great thing for them to do. And awesome that they're going to be recognized at the national convention. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, we're already so proud. we always have a great year. North Dakota goes to the national convention and really represents our state. And we're just so excited to get there and just to see how our kids perform and continue to showcase the premier leadership, personal growth, and career success that our teachers work so hard to provide them.
So we've got the National FFA Convention. I believe that's in Indianapolis, right? It's October 26th through the 29th.
Yeah.
Okay. And then how many folks from North Dakota, have you figured that out? Are you taking like seven buses or two buses, or how's that working?
We do not have a pulse on that yet, but we do have a wide variety of students that will be going to compete. And so, Eric, we'll have to check back in when it gets closer on the true numbers. But we do have a variety of kids that are going to compete, as well as kids that are just going to take in the convention, the career expo, and all that convention has to offer.
How does that get paid for? Are they fundraising?
Yeah, so a lot of our programs do their own unique fundraisers within their communities to help fundraise for those events. And there's also some national grants and scholarships that some programs have taken advantage of as well. I know a lot of communities support those who have made it to the national level through a career development event or leadership development event. And so a lot of communities, school boards, and FFA alumni really step up to support these kids as they go to compete on the national level.
I'm just wondering let's just take the kids from Richland 44, if there's, how do the businesses know, or is there something posted or a website? I'm sure there's businesses that would love to contribute to kids that are looking to go.
Yeah. I think the best way is to, if you're in a community with an agriculture education program and FFA chapters, to reach out to them. And if they are going to be attending national convention, to see what support that they need and have that discussion with them. If you're in a community that has an FFA alumni, get involved, and they need the great people that are listening to Ag News 890 to support these programs, and that's the best way. And not to mention, you can always look to support our North Dakota FFA Foundation at the state level, as many of the funds turn around and support our students through scholarships to attend. And so our foundation is vital into providing each team and each individual a stipend as well.
Very
so just
cool.
A few ways that our community can get behind our kids.